Okay, today is Daf Chaf Ches. We'll pick up from Chaf Zayin and Bey's bottom line. The bottom line is that Amar Lahu, so the Chachamim told Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, you want to become the Nasi, the Rosh Hashiva. So Amar Lahu, Eidel ve'imlech ba'in shei beitei. Let me go discuss it with my wife. Right? I'm not going to make a life change without telling my wife. So Azal the Imlech b'debitzu, he went home and he told his wife. So Amrulay, so she says, well, Dilma ma'avrin lach, maybe they're going to depose you, right? So Amalah, so he told her back, l'tishtamish inish yom achad katz b'demukra ulamachar litvar. It's better to use a glass cup and then it breaks for one day. In other words, better to use a fancy thing for one day than not to use it at all. So it's better to be the Nasi for one day, not to be the Nasi at all. The Aris Devash says that the reason he wanted to be the Nasi, it wasn't a gaiva thing. Oh, look at this, they made me the king. It wasn't a gaiva thing. He says that there's the Yerushalmi that says that if you're appointed the Nasi, if you're appointed the Rosh Hashiva, you are forgiven for all your sins. It's like a chasm. A chance for that, right? Anyway, Amrulay, Les Lach Chivrsa, you don't have any white hair. How could you be the Rosh Hashiva? You don't have any white hair. That's going to respect you. So Ahu Yoma that day, Bartamli Sari Shani Havi. It was the 18th year. Israqish Lanitza, an eighth happened, Bahadule Tmani Sari Dori Chivrsa. And he had 18 rows of white hairs. Right? The Ben Yehuda says that he had 18 rows of white hairs to be Mechavein, that 18 years of his life were all pure, and this is the guy. Also, it says, Ben Yehuda points out, it says, Hahu Yoma, that day. It doesn't say Hahu Zmana, that time. That day. It's Mashma that this was his birthday. And the Ben Yehuda says, you see from this Gemara that a person has good fortune on his birthday. Yeah. You hear that? Anyway,
became gray overnight at the
report? Yeah, well, he became Rosh Hashiva. Hainu dekamer b'lazer. That's where b'lazer b'nazaya said the famous line, Haver niki ben shiv m'shana v'lo shiv ben shiv m'shana. He said, I'm like 70 years old. I'm not 70 years old. He was like it. He wasn't really 70. Everybody knows there's a famous Rambam that says, the Rambam had a hard time accepting that overnight an eighth happened. The Rambam says that he turned 70, he looked old because he got white hairs because he was Yagiyah in Torah. Okay? It made him old before his time.
Overnight?
Yeah. Very difficult part because it says right here, black and white, it's Rachash Le Nisa. Right? It's very hard to minimize this name. It's a big kash on the Rambam, how we can take such a thing. So I saw over here, the Chassam Sofer says that really, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, everybody should look this way. If you know the Chachamim are toiling and killing themselves over Torah, they should get old before their time. But you don't really see that. Look around, you don't see that. 25-year-old guy doesn't look like he's 80. You don't really see such a thing. So he says, obviously there's some kind of protection that Hashem gives you. So for the nace was that Hashem removed the protection for Blessed Ben Azariah. They looked old before his time. Still a nace. Okay. Quite cautious will better the answer.
Many of the Jewish kings were 8 and 9 when they took over.
Well, that's talking about kings. That's not a Torah issue.
They had no issue.
You have that all over the world. The king of England was 8 years old at one point.
No issue of looking older because he's assumed in that position. No issue.
Like what?
No issue of looking older. Look older.
Right. Right.
Here
you.
Here, you have to look older.
Well, because here it's not an issue of royalty. You're not born into it. Right. They want someone that they respect. Said you're a young guy with a little black beard. How do you respect you?
Respect the king and
it's not a question of respect. Tana, they say, Oso yom that day, salku l'shomer pesach. They removed the guard at the door. Benathna lahem reshuts l'talmidim l'chanes. They let anybody come in. Shei Rabbi Gamliel machmiz v'omer. Rabbi Gamliel used to announce and say, call Talmud, any Talmud, she'ain tocho kabaro, whose inside's not like his outside, Lo Yikon is the base of Medrash. He can't come into the base of Medrash. How would they know? and someone's Tovel Kabara, how do they know that? How do you know that? Right? Is there any way to know? So one shot I saw here is that they would give him a test. They would test him before he walked in. So there's no other way to know. Other shot is maybe Rabbi Gamliel had like, you know, a little bit of like nevuah and he'd be able to see in the panemias of a person. Okay.
How do you test someone Yerushalayim?
What?
How do you test someone
Yerushalayim? I guess they, I don't know. They
watch him for a couple of weeks?
Yeah. Anyway, Hahuyoma, that day, it tells Tosfu Kaba Safsale. They added a lot of benches to the Beis HaMedrash. A lot of more people showed up. Amar B'Yochanan, Pligibar Abba Yosef Ben Dustoy V'Rabbanan. Chad Amar Yitosfu Arba Mea Safli. One says 400 benches. The Chad Amar Sheva Mea Safli. One says 700 benches. Havikachol Shadaitet Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel started to feel bad. Amar, he said, Dilma Chas V'Shalom Manati Torah Mi'Yisrael. Maybe I caused so much lack of less Torah learning by being so strict. I had a yeshiva only for the mitzvahyanim, and nobody could come in. Regular people couldn't come. So, Achzu, listen to this. Achzu lebechelme, they showed him in a dream, chatzve chivre, a white jug, the milen kitma, full of ashes. Right. Thank you. They showed him a jug full of ashes. A white jug, a clean, beautiful jug, and inside it's all dirty. In other words, don't worry about it. These people look like they're good people. They're all rotten inside. Right? So you shouldn't feel bad that you prevented a lot of Torah learning. They're all rotten people. So it says, Velohi. It's not even true. Hahi, liyasuve daite huda achzule. He just showed him that in the dream to calm him down, to appease him. Then he asked, what do you mean? Hashem showed him a dream that's not even true? What kind of thing is that? Right? So the Ben Yehuda explained that what was Rabbi Gamliel's opinion? What was his philosophy? His philosophy was, if you're not learning Lashma, don't bother. Don't bother. I only want the real serious people. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's philosophy was, let anybody come learn. Shalom Lashma, whatever it is. Come a little bit. You never know what's going to happen to somebody. So let him. That's a machlok. It's a philosophy. So really, Hashem was telling Rabbi Gamliel, really you're wrong. Really, you're wrong. It's not an attitude to have. Only the guy that already reached a certain amount, only they could come. Really, you're wrong. Happens to be this day when everybody showed up, but this day it happens to be you're right. You know, all these people really don't deserve to be here. They're really no good. But in general, you're not really right. The dream calmed him down, made him appease good, feel good for that day. In general philosophy, not really right. That's what Ben Yehuda says. What? Yeah. Tana. Idiyas bo bayom nishnas. That day, they learned Masechtas Idiyas. Okay? V'kal hecha domrin bo bayom. And whenever we say that day, hahu yom ahavi, it's that day. That's the day that this happened. Anyway, there was no issue in the Beis HaMedrash that day that they didn't resolve. Everything got answered. It's a funny thing to say. The dream tells him everybody was no good. Yet, they were able to resolve all the shailas, right? Even Rabbi Gamliel still showed up that day. He still showed up. Ditnan, bo bayom, that day, Ba Yehuda Ger Amoni with Nehem with Beis HaMedrash, right? I meant to bring the. One second. Ah, I meant to bring the. Okay. Anyway, Boba on that day, Ba Yehuda Beis HaMedrash, a Yehuda who was a Ger from Amon. Which, by the way, now there's no such thing. You can't have a Ger from Amon. It's in this week's Parsha. You're not allowed to have an Amoni. The Beis HaMedrash, he shows up in the Beis HaMedrash. Amalei, he says, Mani lo v'kahal, can I become a Jew? Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Asar Ata, not allowed to. Asar Ata lo v'kahal, you're not allowed to. It's a Beferish Pasuk. Right? Liyavu Amoni, Amalei Rabbi Shua, Mutter Ata lo v'kahal, it's Mutter. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, look for them, it's a black and white Pasuk. Liyavu Amoni, Amalei v'kahal Hashem. This week's Parsha. Amalei Rabbi Yoshua, what, Amon and Moab of that land that's called Amon Amoav is still Amon Amoav? That's still Amon Amoav. Where am I? Kvar Olav Sancheriv, Melech Ashur, Ubilbil is Kol Ha'omos. Sancheriv came along and mixed up the whole world. So there's no Amon Amoav anymore. Right? Kshinemar. The Asir, Gvulos, Amim, Vasidazeim, Shosasi, Va'orid, Ka'ovir, Yoshrim, V'chol Deparish, Meruba Parish. And we have a rule that anything that's taken out of the group is considered, it's a rove issue. In other words, you go bust a rove. Rove of the world is not Amon. Rove of the world is not Moab. So a guy comes, I have to live in that neighborhood. So what? So what? The whole thing is mixed up. Rove of the world is not. Is not the. of the world is not Amon. It's not a problem. He happens to live in the land that used to be called Amon. So what? They even say today. Even the people that live in Egypt today, they're not even racially the same Egyptians from ancient Mitzrayim. Not even the same people. Why? The whole world's been mixed up. There's only one nation that's still, besides the Jews, there's only one nation that still has the same dinim as an old nation. And that's Amalek. Because the Ruch Chaim says it could be like a status of Amalek. It doesn't necessarily, you don't have to be biologically DNA of Amalek. Anybody that has properties of wanting to destroy, that's like a din of Amalek. It's a different thing. But a guy says, I'm from Amon? You happen to live in that town? It doesn't mean anything. So therefore, you can become a ger, which is why today, they take a ger from anywhere. Or maybe he's Bnei Amon, so we don't say that, maybe. Right, so why don't we say Suffolk the Rites of Lechumra? Because it's not even a Suffolk.
They take Amon from Germany first.
So they do, right? Yeah. They even took a Nazi once. Amalek Rabbi Gamliel. But look for now what it says. V'achrei kein oshev eshvus b'nei Amon om Hashem v'kvar shavu. Yeah, but Hashem restored everybody. Hashem restored them. I hear what you're saying. But Hashem restored them. Rabbi Gamliel knew this din, that is rove. But he says Hashem restored them. Amalek Rabbi Yeshua, no he didn't. But look for now, v'shapti eshvus ami Yisrael. He's going to restore b'nei Yisrael too. V'dayin lo shavu. We haven't been restored yet. So what's going on? So the Rishon LeZion says, there's a Medrash that says that Hashem had enough. He wanted to destroy the Bnei Yisrael. It would have been a terrible bazillion that the Bnei Yisrael are the first nation in history that get exiled. That would have been terrible. So what did he do? Hashem brought Sancheriv, who mixed up the whole world. That happened to the Jews also. Big deal. Happened to everybody. Right? Right, so that's such a big deal. The whole world was mixed up already. So the Jews got thrown out. Yeah, so let them join the club. That's what Hashem did. So the restoration is the same way. When they all get restored and we get restored, then maybe we'll come back to such a thing as Amon. Right now it doesn't comply. So Miyad Hitiru, Lava Bakal. They took a vote over there. They let the guy become a ger. They let him. Amar Gamliel. Right, why'd they let him? Because they took a vote and that opinion won the day. That there's no, it's rove. Rove world is not Bnei Amon. And more than that, it's only a what else was it? And the Jews have not, no one's been restored yet. So therefore, there's no reason why he can't become a Jew. So Ravil said, Ho v'hachi hava, now that I see what's going on over here, that not only am I not the Rosh Hashiva, but they don't even hold like me anymore. So Ozil v'afayit l'Rabbi Yeshua. Let me go apologize to Rabbi Yeshua. I'm going to apologize. Came out to Lebesi. When he got there, Chazinu de la Ashisa de Beise de Mashkarin. He saw that the walls of the house were black. So, Omale, Mikos Lebesecha Atanika Shepechamiata. From the fact that the walls of your house are black, I see you're a blacksmith. So, Omale, Oi lo Lador, woe is to a generation, Sha'ata Parnaso, that you're the leader, you are the leader, Shi'iata Yodea Betarim Shaltimini Chachamim, Bamahim. Woe is to you. You didn't even know how we struggle. You never knew that I do this on the side to make a few dollars. You never knew that? Right?
He wasn't in touch with the common man.
What? He wasn't in touch with the common man. Not the common man. Because the Taj Beit says it might be usher for Tzabit Chachamim to work in public. It's a degrading thing. So doing it in the house, he never even saw. Did he help? Did he need parnasa? Did he need help? Nothing. He walks in, oh, I never knew you did this. Wow, what news to me? I never knew. So that's a little bit of a knock. Amalo, na'anithi lecha. I answer back, machali, forgive me. Lo ashgich bei. He didn't pay any attention to him. I'm not forgiving you. You embarrassed me three times already. So atzla b'shul kavod ava. Do it for the kavod of my father. Who was Rabbi Gamliel's father? Rabbi Gamliel was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The father was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was one of the Asar Harugei Malchus. If his, I'll let him do it. So for him, all right, Amru, ma nezel v'lemu l'rabbanon. Pious. He said, fine, I forgive you. So Amru, everyone said, ma nezel, who is going to tell? Who is going to tell? Ma nezel v'lemu l'hu l'rabbanon. Who's going to tell the Rabbanon that they made up? And then maybe we should give him his job back. Rabbi Gamliel. So Amru, Amaluhu Ahu Kovet Ani Azilna. One launderer said, I'll go. So Shalach Lahu Rabbi Yehuda Levei Medrasha. They sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda the Beis Medrash. Man Delavish Mada Yilvesh Mada. One who wears the big day kahuna, right, the measured clothing, let him wear that. Uman Delo Lavish Mada. The one who doesn't wear big day kahuna, Lemele Lamanda Lavish Mada, will say to the one who does, Shalach Mada Vana Alvisha, you take them off and I'll wear them. Right? You see the Nimshal. Amale Rabbi Hu Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva said, Tariku Gali, let's close the door over here. To the lazy Avde Rabbi Gamliel Latari Rabbanan. That these guys shouldn't come in and start trying to beg for his job back. So Amale Rabbi Yeshua, no. Yeshua says, he's the victim, right? Mutav de Akum the Ezel Ano Legabayu, let them come in. Asar Taraf Ababi banged on the door. Amale Maza ben Maza Yazet. The one who's able to sprinkle, meaning a Kohen. The Kohen, the son of a Kohen, Yazet, let him sprinkle. V'she'eino lo Maza v'lo ben Maza. And if he's not a Kohen, and he's not a son of a Kohen, Yomer lo Maza ben Maza. He's going to tell the one who could sprinkle, Mi'amecha, Mi'mei Ma'ira v'afarcha afar makla. Is your water the water of a Neymara, the water of a cave? Is your right, you know, for Tahira, and is your offer the offer of a what's it called? The mechatos, right, and the offer of the para, the reference to the para aduma. In other words, two pshat on what this means. That I think Rashi said Rabbi Yeshua was trying to hint that. You don't, just like we don't touch on the kahuna, in other words, we're not kahanim, we don't plan to be kahanim, we don't try to be kahanim, right? It's not our job. So too, don't step on what's not yours. In other words, Rabbi Elzebet Azariah, you're a Kohen, you stick with your kahuna, and let the Rosh Hashiva get his job back. Is Rabbi Yeshua saying this?
Why is he speaking in code?
I don't know. He's trying to make it so people can understand it. They give it right. Someone's gonna go tell the Kohen, you're not really, you don't know how to do your job. No, nobody does that. The guy is gonna call to the Kohen, you don't really know how to do it. I was watching. You don't know what you're doing. Nobody does that. Amal Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Nispayis, Klo Matzinu El Bishvil Kvodcha. The only reason we took a stand was for your coven. If you're saying this, he should get his job back. What you we have no stake in this game. We only said it for you. L'machar aniva ata nashkim l'pesachah. Tomorrow, me and you will go visit him. Amar Amri hechi naved. What can we do here? Na'avre. Give him his job back. Give me. We have a rule. Malam.
Shall we remove
him out of the Zion and give him the job back? Gemiri. Malam b'kodesh v'eim o'ridin. Can't do that. Nidrish mar chad shabza b'mar chad shabza. Let them switch off 1 week and 1 week. Asi l'kudu. They start to have jealousy for each other. Ella. Lidrish Rabbi Gamliel. Plusa. Rabbi Gamliel got 3 weeks. Shabbosi, 3 weeks. For Belzev and Azariah, Chod HaShabza, 1 week. Why they couldn't do it 2-in-1? Why they have to do 3-in-1?
Because
they're scared they were going to be jealous.
To be one?
What? No, Belzev and Azariah knew because he was older. A, he's older than me. He was Rosh Hashiva all these years. So because of a fight, so they can't take it away from me. So we can't make a 1-in-1. That'll be too much jealousy. But make it 2-in-1. Why don't they make it 2-in-1? Why don't they make it 3-in-1? I don't know. Right.
Maybe 2-in-1 wasn't enough of a difference.
Right. Goes by the week.
Right, 3 weeks out of the month.
But if the whole reason is to get rid of the jealousy, then two and all, one. I mean, Josh said maybe it's not enough of a reason. V'hainu damar mar. That's what they always say throughout Shas. Shabbat shel mihoisa. Whose week was that? Whose week was that when you heard that shir? Shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah hoisa. Oh, it was Elazar ben Azayah's week. Very nice. And by the way, v'osa Talmud. That Talmud that asked the question, which started this whole fight, which was what? What was the question? Whether a mairav is a reshus or a chova. That Talmud was, by the way, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Hava. It was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, in case you wanted to know. So the Ben Yehuda asked, why does this put at the end? Why didn't we start off the story? And one day, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai asked, it's Meir of a Rosh Hashanah Rechova. Right? It says, Ahu Talmud. And by the way, all the way at the end, Talmud was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly what the Ben Yehuda says. Ben Yehuda says, as you're reading the story, we have a rule that Megagel and Zechus al Yedei Zechus, v'Zakai v'Chayiv al Yedei Chayiv. Right? Good things happen through good people, and bad things happen through. So as you're reading the story, look what Shimon ben Yochai caused. Look what he caused.
Right.
As you're reading it, unbelievable. I can't believe he caused such a terrible thing.
Yeah, that's right.
After the whole story ends, it's all nice, nice, wonderful. Everyone lived happily ever after, and it's all a good story. Now we can tell you, by the way, let me tell you who the guy was. The guy. It was Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Okay? Exactly. In the end, it's a nice, it's a happily ever after ending. So once we know that, now we can tell you who it was. Next. Shal Musafin Kalayom. Amar of Yochanan, V'nikra Posheya. If you don't daven Musaf, you call the Posheya. Tanu Rabbanan.
What's a
Posheya? Posheya means someone who is negligent, but it's worse than negligent. Right?
If you daven late in the day.
After this man. Tanu Rabbanan. Hay lefanav shtei tefilot. You have two tefilot. Achat shal mincha v'achat shal musaf. One of mincha, one of musaf. Mespalon shal mincha v'achat kach mespalon shal musaf. First daven mincha, then musaf. Why? Gesund. Shazu tadira v'zu eina tadira. One's tadir, one's not tadir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, which one's tadir? Obviously, mincha's tadir. It's every day of the year. Mispal shal musaf, v'yachkach mispal shal mincha. No, first daven musaf, then mincha. Why first musaf, then mincha? Shazu mitzvah overis, v'zu mitzvah ein overis. One's overis, one's not overis. In other words, musaf is ending. Mincha's not ending. I have much more time to have mincha. Musaf, I'm running out. Amar b'yochanan halacha mispal shal mincha. First daven mincha, v'yachakach mispal shel musaf. Then daven musaf. Look at the second Tosfos. Mikan, from here you see, yesh lizor, be very careful. V'yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur. Or on other days like that. Like Simchas Torah. No. Not Sukkot. Simchas Torah or Yom Kippur. L'espal tefilas, it should say musaf. Not shachris. You daven musaf, kodim sheishos u'mechza. Before 6.5 hours. Why? The hainu kodim sheigia shas mincha. Before mincha comes, dim lo kein, ha'yitzirim ozbal tefilas mincha kodim. You're going to have mincha first. Why? Tadir. Tahari omer de'eno tzarech. Not true. Not true at all. Why? Tahad de'kama she'yitzbal tefilas mincha kodim. When do you have mincha first? Hainu kishyesho lasos tzrachav, shlo yuchol le'yitzbal tefilas mincha bizmana. You're not going to be able to daven mincha later. Then we say mincha comes first. V'tarach le'yitzbal shnei miyad. Kigon. You go to some big fancy thing, you go to a wedding, right? Maybe this is the right, they wouldn't daven mincha at weddings. They wouldn't daven inside the room, have a minion. Why couldn't they just do that? Umisyari, you're afraid. Shema Yimshach Mesudasa, you're going to get tied up in your Suda. Oshi Yistaker, you're going to get drunk. Abalim Hayalo, Shahus, Le'espal Achat, Tfilas Musaf, Tfilas Mincha. But if there's plenty of time after Musaf, you can still daven mincha. Even if it's Simchas Torah or Yom Kippur, and you started Musaf late. And you still have plenty of time, hours to daven mincha. Says Tosafos, you don't have to daven mincha first, right? Mincha bizmana ain't a lahatim tefilas mincha el yispal kaseder musaf v'yachakach mincha. Right? How do we pasuk? I'm not even sure. I know there are shuls that try to be machmir very much, and there are shuls I've heard stories where they did daven mincha first. Like on these very long shlepi simchas Torah shuls where it's 3-4 o'clock and they're done up to mincha now. You could have Musaf now. I mean, up to Musaf, you could have Mincha already now. Right?
So
I'm not sure what the halacha lemaisa is. But says Tosfos, it's only true to Pshatim. First of all, you're right, by Mincha first. Then he says, no, that's only if you're running out of time for Musaf for Mincha also. You're not going to have to daven Mincha later. Then Mincha comes first. But if you have plenty of time to daven Mincha... What? I've never been in a shul like that, but I've heard stories. Yeah. I've never been in a shul. I've never been in a shul like that. Anyone ever been in a shul like that, with a daven Mincha before Musaf? No. Have you been in such a shul? I think I once heard a story with someone, they did that once. Was it a Shaila? Okay. Reb Zeira Havichalash. Reb Zeira got sick. Migirsei, from learning. In other words, he was weak. He couldn't learn. He wasn't feeling well. He couldn't learn. So Amar Havichazel, Yotzev Apischa Debei Reb Nosson Bar Tuve. So he said, I'm going to go sit by the entrance to the yeshiva. Amar, Ki Chalfi Rabbanon, when Rabbanon walk by, Oz Eker Mikamayhu, I'll stand up for them. Vakabel Igra, and I'll get schar for standing up for them. At least I can't learn. I'm not feeling well. At least I'll be mekayim the mitzvah of what? Of standing up for talmid chachamim. Right. So believe it or not, the Pnei Shlomo says, well, wait a minute. Don't we say that that you should do mitzvahs not to get reward? What's he doing? I'm only doing this so I can get reward. Right?
He's saying I shouldn't be idle, at least I'll do something. You
know, what?
He's not saying for reward, he's saying I should do a mitzvah.
He didn't tell what he said. The Akim Bakah, let me do this, I can get some reward. I said I can do mitzvah, so I can get reward. So, okay, it's a kasha. He answers like this. Very interesting answer. The Shulchan Aruch says like this. You're not allowed to get paid to be an aide. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to get paid to be an aide. Why? Because saying aide is a mitzvah. You can't get paid for that. You can't get paid to be an aide. However, he says, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch that says, you can get paid to go to a certain place, and if there's any aides that has to be done there, then you give aides. I'm really paying you for your time. That you can pay. Well, exactly. So that's what he says. I can't get paid. I can't get schar. I'm not going to schar for the mitzvah of standing up for Tamil Chacham. I can't get, I'm not doing it for that car. The time and the effort to walk over there and to kill my day and to not do anything else, that's what I want car for. Okay.
According to this, the reward is your Shemayim. So you're allowed to do it. That's the schar they're talking about, is that if you give comfort to a final
call. Oh, interesting.
The
very
reward
nice.
Is your Shemayim, so that you're allowed to.
I got to get schar for. Very nice. Nafak v'asa, Nafak Aser of Nasser Bartuvi. So sure enough, Nasser Bartuvi came out. Amale Mat Amar Halacha Beis Medrash. What they learned today in the yeshiva? At least tell me that much. Amale Hachi Amar of Reb Yochanan. Ain Halacha Kriv Yehuda. The Halacha is not like Reb Yehuda. The Mispal Adam Shal Mosef Biachach Mispal Shal Mincha. The first Dav Mosef, then Dav Mincha. It's not like that. Amale Reb Yochanan Amra. Reb Yochanan said that. Amale In. Yeah, he said that. Tana Minei Arbar Zinin. He learned it 40 times. That din. Amale Chadahi. Lach or chadat hi lach. Chadat hi lach means this is the only halacha you ever learned from Rabbi Yochanan. So only the singular halacha you learned from Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, you want to learn it 40 times. Oh, is it like the most special thing you learned from him? So Amale no chadat hi lo. It's very special. Why? Because I had a soft suffix that maybe Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the one who said it. Now that I know there was Rabbi Yochanan, I was very, 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 very interested in that. I learned it 40 times. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, call him Isbal Tfilah Shal Musaf, Liachar Sheva Shos. If you daven Musaf after 7 hours, Lord Yehuda, where you blew the time, Allah Kaz of Omer, Nugi mi Moed Asafti mi Mecha Hayu. That Nugi means broken. The Moed is broken. Or you only daven Musaf on a Moed. Or Shchodesh or a Moed. So the Moed is broken. My Mashma, the high Nugi, Lishnon, the Tavrahu. How do you know the word Nugi is a Lashon of broken? Because the Matargim Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef was Matargim. Tavra Asi al Sonej the base Israel, that brokenness is going to come to the house of Israel. Al Dacharuz Mani Mordayev de Yerushalayim, because they delay the Moed times in Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Mespal Tfilah Shal Shachrit Lacha Arba Shos. Anyone who daven Shachrit after 4 hours, Rabbi Yehuda Alava Kasev Omer Nugi Moed Asafti Bimecha Hayu. Right? It's again. Now we're not going to say the word broken. My Mashmatai Nugi Loshen Tairuhu. How do you know Nugi's Lashon of Tsar? So the Marsha says, how come over here it's called Tzar, and by Musaf it's called broken? The answer is, because by Shachrit, you can make up the Tefillah, by Mincha. By Musaf, there's no Tashlul, you can't make it up. You miss Musaf, it's Mamish broken. You miss Shachrit, you have an Eitzah. Listen, it's not ideal. You don't get Tefillah Bisman. It's not ideal, but you get something out of it. So it's only called Tzar, it's not broken. Itzim, Dolfa Nafshi Mituka. Okay. Rav Avi got sick one day, so he didn't come to shear. So Lamacha ki asa, when he came, boya baya, listen to this. Rav Avi is all upset. Rav Yosef is all upset. How come Rav Avi didn't show up? So baya goes over to Rav Avi to ask him. He knew he was sick. Why didn't he show up? And then he'll hear he was sick, and Rav Yosef will feel better. So, boy, Abaye la nuche daiti de Rav Yosef. Amalei, my time alo asa ma'ala pirka. How come he didn't come to the shiur yesterday? Amalei, da havi chol shalibi. V'lo matzina. I wasn't feeling well. I couldn't come. So, Amalei, am I lo time to be diva asis? Why didn't you eat something and then come? So, Amalei, lo samu la ma'ar la oda ar Rav Yehuna, dam Rav Huna, asilo la adam, shitam, klum, kodam, shi, spal, tfil, smutafin. Well, don't you know that lachin ala, eat before Musaf. And he gave the shiur before Musaf. So, I couldn't come. I couldn't eat. Couldn't get myself better. I'm a lady. By the way, the Malach do Musaf and the Yachid. So you should have done Musaf be Yachidus. V'yitom midi, eat something. V'la Mesin, then come. I'm a lady. Wait a minute. Lo Savu Lamal Had Amar B'Yachid Asal Adam Shakun Tfilas Tfilas Tzibur. You can't dive in Musaf before the Tfilas Tzibur. You can't do that. I'm a lady. Lavit Mar Allah Amar Abba B'Tzibur Shani. It's only B'Tzibur. In the Tzibur, you can't do that. Right? V'las Hilchasa Kap. V'las Hilchasa. And we don't hold like Lokir of Huna, but Lokir of Shuv and Levi. Kir of Huna, Huda Amarin. That said what? That you're not allowed to taste something before Musaf. You are. And Kir of Shuv and Levi, we also don't hold like him. The Amar of Shuv and Levi, Kivin Shigi is Man Tfilas Mincha. Once Mincha comes, Asal Adon Lashitam Klum, Kodam Shizpal Tfilas Mincha. We don't really hold like that either. Okay? Next, I always had the Shiloh, which I can't imagine it's Mutter. You know, sometimes you have these minion factories. But they have like 6 minyanim going on in all different rooms. So you walk in, you're late, you're ready, and you walk in, and they're up to Musaf. So can you daven Musaf before you daven Shachris? You daven Musaf right away, you chat Musaf right away, and then you find another minyan with the davening Shachris. You start over with them.
What happens to
Tadir? What? So Tadir is only if they're both in front of you. They're not both in front of me. They're up to Pesukim de Zimra, which is not Shomron Esrei, and Musaf. So can I do that?
You're talking in a case where there's no more Shabbos
Minyan? No, there are, but it won't be for another half hour. You have to wait a half hour. That's exactly why you want to do this. I don't want to wait a half hour. I'm done with it right now. Then I'll add Shabbos, then I can go to work. Right? So that's I always had that question. What? I can't. I have a hard time.
Maybe say it's reasons. You have a mitzvah in front. You have only one mitzvah in front of you now. The mitzvah is
right. So the question is
it. Then you're not going out of order.
Right. That's exactly what you just said. That's exactly the point. Can you such a thing as going out of order? Zvizah is very nice. You can't do Zvizah for wrong things. So I don't know. So going to, okay. Next. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana hayu mispalo b'chnitzasa l'beis ha-medrash. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would daven when he went into the beis ha-medrash. O'b'yitziyaso. And when he left the beis ha-medrash, tefillah k'tzara. A short tefillah. Amrulo. Ma makam l'tefillah zu. What's the purpose of this tefillah? Amalahem. Or what is the text? B'chnitzasi. When I go in, I need mispalo daven shalo yera davar takala al yadi. That no downfall should happen on my behalf. I shouldn't paskin wrong. I shouldn't learn wrong. I shouldn't embarrass. All these things. And when I leave, I give hoda on my portion. Tanar Abanan. Bichnisaso mahu omer. When you go in, what do you say? You say like this. Yeretzalvnech Hashem alokai. Shlo yera davar takal al yadi. That no takal should come on my behalf. Follow ech shalba davar halacha. I shouldn't make a mistake in halacha. And my friends, my contemporaries, should be okay with me. They should be happy with me. Below Omar al Tame Tar Val Tar Tame. I shouldn't say what's Tar is Tame or what's Tame is Tar. Why is this the only one that's picked? What about I shouldn't say what's Asr is Mutter? And I shouldn't say what's Mutter is Asr? And I shouldn't say who's guilty is not guilty? We only pick Tame and Tar. So the Ben Yoreda says, because it doesn't even apply with Manazet. There's no such thing. It's Tame. And even that I shouldn't make a mistake. Forget Issa v'Heter, things that apply. Even doesn't apply today. Are you a Rishon? Are you a Shein? It's all irrelevant. Even that I shouldn't make a mistake. And my friend shouldn't make a mistake. Be'esmach mayhem, and right, and be happy. Yeah, he's such a fool, that guy. He said something so foolish, right? I shouldn't be happy like that. B'tiyotso ma'omer, what do you say when I leave? Ma'odeh anil fanacha Hashem alakai, shesamta chelki miyoshev et ha-medrish, if we say this by Siyam. You gave me my portion among those who go, who are, you gave me my portion of those who go to the Beis HaMedrash. Below samta chelki miyoshev kronot. You didn't give me with the corner of people sit and do nothing. They sit in the corner. It's written in the singular. I get up early, they get up early. Ani mashkim l'dvar dvar Torah. Behe mashkim l'dvar b'telim. Ani amel behe mashkim. I work, they work. Ani amel makabal schar. Behe mashkim l'dvar makabal schar. Right? Says the Chavetz Chaim, they also get schar. What do you mean they don't get schar? Shoes need repair. You bring it to the shoemaker and you pay the guy. What do you mean they don't get schar? They get plenty of schar. Plenty of wealthy people out there never opened a Torah in the Sefer in their life. Right? So he answers, the Chavetz Chaim gives a beautiful answer. He says that, let's say you bring the shoes to the shoemaker, but he can't fix them. He spends 3 hours on can't fix them. He spends 3 hours. He's not going to charge you a fee. He can't get a fee out of you. Why? Because he didn't do anything. He says, if you learn, you didn't have wrong shot, you don't get it, you need help, it doesn't matter. He ain't schar for all that. Only Torah is like that. No billable hours, right? Only Torah is like that. Unbelievable part.
And the lawyer doesn't get paid if he...
What? If he doesn't produce, no. Honor rots, v'heim rots. I run, they run. Honor rots, v'chayel baba. I run for all baba, v'heim rots, and lever shachas. They run for ver shachas. So it's over here, the Tiferes Yisrael says an unbelievable thing. Why does this have to be always in contrast to the other guy? Why can't it just be, I'm so happy with my lot, I run for Torah, and I do... Why does that have to be in contrast? In contrast to the other guy, why do they have to do that? Right? Why does it do that? So he says it's unbelievable. He says, because you're going to walk outside and you're going to think to yourself, you second guess yourself. Look at this big world over here. And I'm sitting in my corner in my base in Medrash. So it's chizik for yourself, not chizik for anybody else. I shouldn't ever have these doubts. I'm doing the wrong thing. I could be making more money. I could be... Don't have any of those thoughts. All everything else is all puffle. And this is the ikker. You think it for yourself. You think so? I like the answer. He says over here... I'm running out of time. Kesha yetzei tamachacham midolfei beis ha-medrash ha-chutza, when he goes outside, harehu nira v'enei atzmo, v'cholshkein v'enei b'nei beiso v'ishto, right, you're a lazy person. You're giving it to spur yourself. The Talmidim came to visit him. Amrullah Rabbeinu, Lamadnu Archos Chaim, tell us the way of life, that we can get Olam Haba. Amrullah, he told him, be careful for the covet of your friend. It's a machlokas what this means. Don't have your kids be involved in Hegyon. Rashi says, the last wide line there in Rashi on top, lo targilum b'mikra yoser midai. Don't have them study too much Chumash. Mishum demashcha. It's going to lead them off. Getting involved, maybe too much philosophy. Don't have that. Or in second Pshat, he says, v'lo loshan acher misicha zilotim. Don't hang out with kids all day. That's not appropriate. Sit among the knees of the Talmidei Chachamim, the kids. You should know who before you're davening. You'll be chai olam haba. Tanei Yeshua says, these correspond to the three things that the world stands on. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. Right, your friend is Gemilas Chasadim, but watch your friends. The children is Chinuch, which is Torah, So be careful about your friend's kavod. That's gemilas chasadim, right? And to take your kids should stay far away from either bad things. That's Torah. And when we said that you should know in front of who you're davening, that's tefillah. Kishachal Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai nichnasu tamid levakro. They went to visit him. Kivin shirosam, when they saw his chalichas, they started to cry. Amrullah Tamidav, Tamidav said, Ner Yisrael, the light of Israel, Amud Hayimini, the right pillar, Hatpatish HaChazak, the strong hammer, Mipnemata Bocha, why are you crying? So Amulahem, Iluth, the Melech Basavadam, had this been a regular king. But Hayimalikhin also, that we would come visit. Shayom kadam achav kever. Today he's alive, and tomorrow he's in the kever. Shaim koweis alai and kasi kas olam. If he gets angry, it's meaningless. Im asarani any sur is all. He puts me in jail, it's temporary. Im misani emi sazim is olam. It's only, even if he kills me, it's only temporary. And I could appease him. Well, the shocha the woman, I could bribe him. Afal pikein iti bocha. Wouldn't I cry? They're taking me to the real world. They put me in jail, it's forever. Even the death could be forever. I can't bribe Hashem. Right? I can't appease him. I can't bribe him. There are two paths. I don't know where I'm going. I shouldn't cry. Give us a bracha. You should have fear of Hashem like you have fear of people. You hear that, Bart? That's it? That's the bracha? You should keep that. Teidu, you should know. Kishadam over Avera, Omar Shlo Yirani Adam. Person that doesn't have Avera, I hope nobody saw that. Right? I hope nobody saw me just do that. Hashem's in the room all the time. That you don't say. Right? B'shas b'tiraso, amalehem, panu kelim if they had tumah. Make sure you get all the kelim out so they don't become tameh. V'ichinu kisei l'chizkiyo melech yudah shabbah. And prepare the chair. Chizkiyo is going to come greet me. Why chizkiyo? So Shita Mikubetza says that he was in the same madura in Shemayim as Chizkiyahu. Some say that he was a descendant of Chizkiyahu. Okay. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. B'chol yom v'yom mispal adam shmona esrei. Every day a person davens 18 brachos. And we have 19. Even though we have 19, we still, the name shmona esrei stuck. So we call shmona esrei, we have 19. Why do we have 19? That's tomorrow's daf. Rabbi Shu Omer me'ein yudchet. You don't have to dive in a full 19. You can dive in an abbreviated shmona esrei. What is that? That's also tomorrow. Rabbi Kiva Omer im shigur tfilasa b'piv mispal yudchet. If you know how to dive in, you should dive in yudchet. Right, there were no siddurim in those days. Right, the first siddur appeared in the 700s by Rav Amram Gon. Till then, there was no such thing as a siddur. But yeah, v'yimlav me'en yudchet. And if you don't know how to daven, then you do the abbreviated. At least that much, it's a half the size. Rabbi Elazar Omer also tefilas keva. If someone makes his tefillah a keva, what does that mean? We'll do that later in the week. Ain't tefillah so tachanunim. His tefillah is not tachanunim. It's not really good. Rabbi Yoshua Omer haholech makom sakana. If you go to a makom sakana, mispalal tefillah ktsara. You go to a tefillah ktsara, you see gedavet a tefillah ktsara, v'omer and say, Hoshia Hashem et amecha et she'eris Yisrael, v'chol parasha se'ibur yir tzorcheim, v'rachato Hashem, shomea tefillah. That's your entire davening. Okay? Ha'yorachiv al-chamor, if you're on a donkey, yarad, get off the donkey, be yispalal, and daven. Vim eino yachol le'ered, if you can't, at least yatzar es panav, turn your face away. Turn your face and turn toward Mizrach. If you cannot, not really Mizrach, it's to Yerushalayim. At least have it, you know, have in mind that you're toward the Kodesh Kedashim. If you're on a boat, or ba'asta, or on a raft, okay? Now, Han Yudches Keneged Mi. Where did 18 brachas come from? Why 18? Is there some magic to this number 18? So you could say, well, they went through all the tefillahs and they decided we should have it for this every day, we should have it for this every day. So is there a remez? Amar of Hillel, Braid of Shmuel bar Nachmani, Keneged Yudchet as Karos to Amar David b'Havul Hashem b'nei Elim. 18 times it says Hashem's name and Havul Hashem b'nei Elim. The Marsha says that there were 18 times it says Hashem Havaya in that Mizmar, and that Mizmar is all about Rachamim. And that's what davening is about. So it's a remez. That's all. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Keneged Yud Ches Azkaros Sheba Kriya Shema. There were 18 mentionings of Hashem's name in Kriya Shema. In order to get to 18, you have to include the Elokeinu. To get to 18. Omar of Tanchem, Omar of Yeshua ben Levi, Keneged Shmona Esri Chulyot Sheba Shedra. Keneged the 18 bones in the spine. Are there 18 bones in the spine? The Gemara says there are. Omar of Tanchem, Omar of Yeshua ben Levi, Hamispalel, Tzarech sheyichra, you have to bow, ad sheyispakechu kol chulyot shebeshedra, until all 18 bones in the shedra, like, perk up, right? Because you're bowing so much, they stick out. Ula amar, ad kedei sheyira iser keneged libo. You have to daven. I'm not exactly sure what this means. I think you have to bow, and then you're when you bow, your chest will sort of like fold, and there'll be the size of a you can fit a coin in there in the fold, and that's the depth how far you have to bow. Is that right? Similar thing. Now, once you bow your head, you don't have to do more than that. Amar Rava, v'hu demitzar nafshe, u'mechzi kiman dekara. Right? At least you want to bow. You have to demonstrate that you want to bow. You just can't because you have too much tzar. All right? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow by the... Oh, you know, we'll do one more line. Sorry. We'll do one more line. Hani, Tamani, sorry. Shetu Havin. It's really 19. So, Amar Levi, Berechat Tzedukim, Biyavne, Tiknu, Kineged. Kineged me, Tiknua. So, we know. We added a 19th bracha of Vala Malshinim against the Tzedukim. The details of that is tomorrow. So, where that number, where the 19th come from? So, Amar Levi, Lev Hillel, Berechat Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, Kineged, Kel, Hakavod, Herim. Right, the kale. Lur of Yosef, Kineged Achaz Sheba Kriyashma, the one of Kriyashma, and Lur of Tamka, Lur of Shubin Levi, Kineged Choya Kitana Sheba Shedra. There must be a 19th bone in the Shedra, the small one, Kineged that. So according to all three, we have a remed, according to all three. All right, now we'll stop here by the two dots, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. Oh, yeah.